It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hundreds of thousands of teenagers and their celebrity supporters rallied in the nation's capital and cities across the U.S. on Saturday to press for gun control. And while initial media reports stated 800,000 people attended the D.C. rally, follow-up estimates say the numbers were well below expectations. According to CBS News, more than 200,000 people attended the March for Our Lives demonstration in Washington, D.C. The firm, Digital Design and Imaging Services, Inc., uses a proprietary method for calculating crowd size using aerial photos. The peak crowd size was 202,796 people with a margin of error of 15%. There was also a rally being held here in Indianapolis Saturday. The March for Our Lives protests were organized and funded by outside groups, including the Democrat Party. The anti-gun protests were organized by Every Town for Gun Safety, and Every Town for Gun Safety was founded in 2014 and is largely funded by ACT Blue. And ACT Blue is an offshoot from the Democratic National Committee. The March for Our Lives Wikipedia page included this information, but someone went in and scrubbed this information from the page. Celebrity appearances and performances included Miley Cyrus, Amy Schumer, Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, and Jennifer Hudson. Here's Jennifer talking about her own history with gun violence.
For people who are watching, people who, you know, are it's watching what's happening, know that it can be anybody.
It can happen to anybody.
It can happen to anybody. But to me, the saddest thing is no one ever reacts until it happens to them.
Stormy Daniels, the adult star who allegedly had an affair 11 years ago with Donald Trump, did an interview with 60 Minutes last night. At first, she talked about spanking Trump.
What?
And I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I'll never forget the look on his face.
And he was like, what was the look?
Just, I don't think anyone's ever spoken to him like that.
I doubt they have. She says one thing. She also talked about how it was consensual. She wanted to reiterate that.
You were 27. He was 60. Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Did you want to have sex with him?
No. But I didn't say no. I'm not a victim. I'm not.
It was entirely consensual.
Oh, yes.
She said that when it was all said and done, she was actually threatened by someone in person.
A guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
Twitter was buzzing as viewers noticed that Stormy Daniels' dilated pupils were also there in the interview.
I saw some funny photos.
Yeah, there's a lot of memes and stuff. Later came the accusations of drug use, like cocaine or Adderall or something that would cause that. Amber Rose and 21 Savage are officially over, but it seems like Amber isn't ready to move on. During a recent interview, she said that if she was single and she didn't reply with a yes or a no, she said that she wasn't ready to label herself single because she's still in love with Savage and thinks about him every day. There have been rumors for weeks now that they were both done. They began hooking up last summer, and things seemed pretty serious. She actually wanted to marry him and went as far as buying him a $50,000 promise ring. Now, that's the first red flag, ladies. You don't buy your man a engagement ring, a promise ring. No, that's
I'm gonna
not
make
how
you
works.
Promise to me that you're gonna be faithful.
Let alone $50,000 worth. You should probably let him do that. She blamed the breakup on the fame game, but says she hopes they can still work things out in the future. I'm gonna go ahead and say buying him a $50,000 promise ring was probably what scared him away. Ed Westwick has erased several social media posts in which he denied multiple allegations of sexual assault. The Gossip Girl alum has been accused of assault and rape by three women, all of which he has denied. But last week, the LAPD turned its investigation over to the district attorney. He's now hired a high-profile LA-based female criminal lawyer to represent him and deleted everything that said he was innocent. So, not looking good for him. Paris Hilton lost her $2 million engagement ring while dancing.
Wait, how much?
$2 million.
Jesus.
Lost it while dancing in a nightclub in Miami on Friday. After the ring popped off her finger, club security and her fiancé, Chris Zilka, searched throughout the VIP section of the nightclub before finding the diamond had landed in an ice bucket at someone else's table. They could have drank in it. Eyewitnesses say Paris waited nervously and was just in floods of tears until the ring was found. I don't blame her. I would have been freaking out.
How does your ring fall off? I'll be honest.
Must have been a little too big, and if she's dancing.
Is that what it was? Because yeah. I bought Lindsay a decent carat ring, but that thing was, I mean, it's locked in there. Like, what's the craftsmanship on this thing falling out.
The carrot doesn't have anything to do with how well it stays on. It's the band and if it's your size or not.
That's what I'm saying, but if it's such a nice, expensive ring, wouldn't the work done to it make sure that it does not come out of there?
I mean, I think, like, it fluctuates.
It just depends on if she's gotten its size or not. Maybe she thought that it fit tight enough, and maybe the size was still a little too big.
I feel like you guys are giving the jeweler too much of a break here. I would be so pissed if I was her fiancé.
I mean, it's not the jeweler, though. Like, the fiancé has to tell him to make the correct size. He may have told him a little too big, and I'm saying she may not have gotten it done yet. So she might have thought it was the right size, and it may not be, actually, if it's falling off, obviously. I mean, I'm sure it was an accident. Olivia Culpo and Miami Dolphins wide receiver Danny Amendola split after 2 years of dating. So I'm sliding in. Sources say the breakup had to do with the distance with them barely seeing each other. Amendola just signed with Miami earlier this month after spending the past 5 seasons with the New England Patriots. The sources say that Amendola wasn't happy with Culpo's nude photos in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which I didn't know about. I'm going to have to look those up.
I didn't know about either.
His relocation, I guess, didn't help things either, so now they're broken up, which is sad. They had, like, the cutest pictures and stuff come out during the Super Bowl of her going on the field and jumping on him and all that.
And she went to Vegas this weekend. You know that's post-breakup.
So are we going to look for you to say what, either yummy or hey, daddy.
Daddy.
Be on the lookout for that.
And this is my favorite thing. Wendy's released a 5-song mixtape of diss tracks to continue their Twitter feud with McDonald's. Here's a clip.
Number one, that's a joke. Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive-thru always slow? Why your innovation just can't grow? It's queen when you need to say mo. Nope. That baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry and dip it in a sauce and still be so tasty. Them little tweets don't face me. Nope. McDonald's be so lazy. Wow. I know the reason you hate me, cause I'm fast food's first lady. It's Queen Wendy up in this thing. Y'all can't beat us serving them things. Y'all too chicken for this beef. I'ma leave you resting in grease.
Do you think, like, yo, my name's Ronald McDonald and I ain't here to clown.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna come into your Wendy's and shut that bitch down.
Oh, that's good.
It would be cool if there was, like, a way that they'd actually rap back to them. I don't think
No, for sure McDonald's has to get, I mean, they have to come back with a response track. This is like Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma or whatever. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. You can check out the garbage at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex show.